Marco Werman here with The World. And a random question for you. Where's the nearest merry-go-round? Here in Boston, we've got two that I know of. Hard to top Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, though. They've got more than 60. Yeah, just think about the person who has to maintain them all. And yes, one single person has that job in Buenos Aires. The BBC's Colm Flynn visited the workshop of Leonel Bajo Moreno.
Leonel, great to meet you.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿cómo estás? Bienvenido. The workshop was started 30 years ago, so it's nearly as old as Leonel. He's 33. His grandfather, Hector, would work here day and night, building carousels. As a child, Leonel, when you were running around watching your grandfather work on these beautiful carousels, what do you remember about that? What was going through your mind?
Y tengo la imagen de cuando se iban tomando las medidas, por ejemplo, los carruseles.
I remember my granddad doing lots of measuring and lots of manual work. He started, let's say, with a big piece of metal. And then, in the space of a few months, I would witness that piece of metal being transformed into different shapes and eventually into a carousel. This process of building things left a mark on me.
Did you know then that this is what you wanted to do, that you wanted to follow in his footsteps?
No. No, yo estudiaba.
Not at all. I studied graphic design and I used to work at my computer all day. But I missed the workshop. I missed touching the materials.
And when his grandfather retired a few years ago, he quit his job in graphic design and took over the running of the workshop.
Me interesa más que nada generar
I wanted
una
to modernize my granddad's workshop. And also, there was a spiritual aspect to it. I grew up in this workshop. And seeing all these machines being abandoned made me sad. I wanted to bring life back into them.
What is it you love about what you do?
Primero porque me
I lead a more peaceful life here in the workshop. And I get to work with my hands. Manual work calms my mind down. Also, I love the idea of being part of this extraordinary world.
Why do you think it is, Leonel, that all these years on, the carousel, that beautiful merry-go-round, still captivates people?
I think that carousels are almost mystical places. All the music and the spinning create small fantasy worlds that stimulate children's imagination, which is very important.
As we finish up our chat among the wood chips in the workshop, I feel a friendly tail hit my leg.
Este es mi perro Moro.
This is my dog Moro. He's a rescue dog, and we keep him here because we think he brings peace and tranquility to the workers.
Does Moro like carousels?
Sí, le tiene un poquito de miedo todavía. Es un perro medio
miedoso. Sort of. He's a bit of a coward, this one.
Aw, carousel guru, Leonel Bajo Moreno there. Speaking with the BBC's Colm Flynn in Buenos Aires.